Abba Shimon Katz.
First of all, Poiskim, the Kavrach Sanya, I want to thank the organizers, Vicky Rav Zaltzman, for giving me the opportunity to be Mechazik Doylem, and the Iker, my Yedid, Mamish, my special Yedid, Harav Lampin Shlita, Mamish, Lava Karsa Torah Bechlal, he says, he always occurs to me, I owe him also. We owe each other. We tell me that you are Kulam. Anyway, I want to start with a little story. Small story. First of all, from the Parsha, Achrei Mois, we see the koyach of stories, the koyach of the tzayer, the mitzayer. But the mamish ganze red. Achrei Mois shnei bnei Aaron bekorvasam l'tnei Hashem v'yamusu, and Rashi brings down a mashal. And I saw recently that what we learned, there's a lot of things that Moshe talks about, a lot of things we learn out from this extra dibur. And one of the things we learn out is the power that it's not enough just to tell somebody, don't do this, you're not supposed to do this, not, but like the sons of Aaron, Messiah, to give a person an example. So you see the koyach, you see mamish from Chazal, the koyach of stories. So I want to start off with a little story. It's a known story, I don't know if it's true. You know, they say Rav Berl Wine used to always say about his stories. He'd say, all my stories are true. He says, everyone, they just may have not happened yet, but they're true. Now, I try to go with the stories that have happened. But anyway, there's a story which I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I said this is an interesting story, probably is true, because it makes a lot of sense. There was a Rav that used to speak in a shul exactly 40 minutes. About 40 minutes. And every single Shabbos, 40 minutes. Exactly. One Shabbos, he spoke for 5 minutes. So can you imagine if somebody speaks normally for 40 minutes and then he speaks for 5 minutes, just what happens? What happened? So one congregant had the audacity to ask him. So he said, look, Mestamet, this Rav was a Bucky and Shas, Poiskim and Medrashim and Alas. Mestamet, makes other story doesn't make sense. He says, I'm a very busy person. I teach, and your salary that the shul pays me is not exactly enough. So so when do you think I prepare my drushes? I prepare my drushes on the way to shul, and I live 40 minutes away from the shul. So says this week, somebody had a problem, and he came to my house waiting there Shabbos morning to talk to me. And it gejibbered, gejabbered, gejibbered, and gejabbered, gejibbered, until finally after 5 minutes, I said, I can't anymore. Just give me 5 minutes by myself. And after 5 minutes, Russia. I came from Manchester, from London, it took me 3.5 hours. But your mazel is that I was driving, so you don't have to worry about it. But anyway, and somebody said, that's good. And that was all the road works and everything like that. Anyway, once I was in the yeshiva where I teach, I give a shmooze once a week. So in the summer it's a shorter, but in the winter, because I want to keep the boys busy and out of trouble, so I can speak for 2 hours. But don't worry, we got a 40 minute time clock. But if I do go over, so somebody has to remind me. But anyway, the title of today is Chizik. And basically, it's coming off a Gemara, a Gevaldik Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Lamed Beis, it's an amazing Gemara, and I find sometimes very interesting in Shas, you'll find on Daf Lamed Beis a lot in different mesechtas. You will always find some interesting gemaras. Just, you know, it's amazing. This is one of those gemaras. You can't believe. So if you want to remember it, the lev, the heart, that's a Lamed Beis. What does the gemara say? The gemara says, Dalid Devarim Srichim Chizik. Four things need chizik. And Rashi says, Rashi is a Moedic Rashi over here. Tzarichim chizik, she is chazek adam bohen tomid b'kol koichei. A person needs constant chizik. You have to push yourself and you have to constantly be mechazik, mechazik, mechazik. And what are those four things? You won't believe it. Some of them we understand, but some of them you don't understand. The Elohein Torah, Shreitzach Torah, to sit and learn. You have to command. That's why it's a beautiful thing. This whole Torah way is a Moed Gezachet. For those who organize, who started, it's unbelievable because it's hard in a day a person's working. All of a sudden to be able to sit down and stop and get a chavrusa and that, it's very, very, it's not so pashut. But Torah, even if you are in a koil or you're learning, you need chizik. Maisim Tovim. A person always needs chizik for maisim time to do a chesed. Sometimes, you know, it's not a convenience. It's not, you know, in my line. So, you know, some people, there's always, you know, when I try, I have to, you know, I work with the boys, but then imein kemach ein Torah, so I have to do some fundraising. Otherwise, I never turn down a Yiddish neshama for no money, you know. So. Sometimes, you know, I meet people and they tell me it's not the right time. And years ago, I used to think, okay, I understand. But through the experience of running the yeshiva, and which is close to 30 years, all of a sudden I chapped, you know, at some point, that really it's never the right time. It's never the right time. There's always some reason why not to give. I was looking lately, I started getting involved in Aftoris. Yeah, but I started focusing more. So I saw in Aftoris, right before Shabbos HaGadol, they bring down, the whole thing talks about the Geula and about, you know, it's very ganz geschmack Aftoris. Shalech Lechem Esal, you are Navi, it's a Moedig, Moedig. But in the middle over there, is this pasuk which is brought down the Gemara in Tainus, which says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you're not allowed to test me, you're not allowed to test Hashem, but one thing you are allowed when it comes to tzedakah. It's a famous Gemara. So I was thinking to myself, man nezach, it's like almost it doesn't seem to have too much to do with what's going on. It's thrown in there, but and I thought. So I told myself, there's got to be a reason why it's here. So I thought one shtickle like a drush, and another reason. That maybe if shot it like this, because Erev Pesach, the expenses of what's going on Erev Pesach, you know, they say, people complain, they said the matzah, han matzah, course, miyadema, and they, you know, the joke that goes around is, why is it called lecha moini? Because after you pay for it, you become an ani. The expenses are amazing. So come the Torah says, you know what? Expenses are amazing, but you know, you have to give tzedakah. Right before Shabbos, by Shabbos, you've got to give tzedakah. But I think the real pshat is, that's just like Jewish, but I think the real pshat is that because it's, you know, not everybody is zoicha to sit in the base medrash all the time, and the Vilna Gaon's brother says in Milas HaTorah B'Shem Megra that the Geula Shleim is going to come because of the learning Torah, the more Torah that there is, and that's why it's beautiful. Anybody can be mechazik and learn. Realize that's the chizik. Realize that you're bringing the gula. You want to bring the gula, just learn more and learn more. Anybody can learn this. Whatever, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes, a copper right here, a copper right there. You know, whatever a person can learn, you bring close to gula. But sometimes a person really has to, can't. So, the cholapoch is magic Torah. That's why the Torah brings that in there. If it's in magic Torah, that's also we're helping out the gula. So the maisa, getting back to what we're talking about, the divrei chizik, so the learning Torah needs chizik, ma'isim toivim need chizik. And a person has to do chesed, give stock, whatever it is, you need chizik. So you have to always push yourself. What are the other things? Tefillah. Tefillah needs chizik. Tefillah needs chizik. It's very hard to concentrate, to focus, and you know, a person has to concentrate. But derech eretz. Derech eretz is panasa. Can you imagine? Panasa to go out and work? That also needs chizik. So these things need chizik all the time, Rashi says, constantly, all the time, mechazik. So that's why I said to myself, what the title? So I said, you know what? A great title, which is for today, it's chizik, because we all need chizik, and whatever person's doing, panasa, Torah, my time, tefillah, whatever, we always need chizik. I was thinking to myself, I'm ready to give chizik. Whatever. But the Meister, there's a famous story. I'm sure you know the story of the Chofetz Chaim. Gevaldige story. It's a known story at the first Knesset Gedolah. I think it was the first, whatever. And the Chofetz Chaim got up and he started speaking about people going out there and teaching and helping out Klal Yisrael. It was Mamash Shibbe Gevin on that Indian. So he spoke about it with a fire. Came the Shabbos went on and people started talking, you know. Wow, whoo, wee, what, you know. And all of a sudden, there became big anovim, you know. Who am I to be able to talk, you know, to say? So it got back to the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim, when he heard that, he got up and he gave a clap and he said, I hear that people are saying about that, who are they to go out and be mechanic, you know, and to give shurim and this and that. So he says, he brought a mushal. He said a mushal. And what was the mushal? The mushal was, there was a town, a shtetl, and there were people were dying like crazy. So there was one Adam Chacham that came and said, and he started, they asked him, what's going on here? So he thought about it, he said, oh, he's figured out that the water supply, that probably the water needs to be purified better. Okay. So he purified, you know, they told him how to purify it, and the Magetha stopped, and everybody was very, very happy. Okay. They gave him tremendous honors, and he went on his way. You know, and every once in a while they kept in touch, you know, they wanted to see how the shtetl is doing, whatever. One day he gets a message that the shtetl is burning down. So they want to come quickly to help out the big fire, and they don't know what to do. So he comes there, and he to see what's going on, and all of a sudden he sees that where's the fire brigade? Where all the, you know, so they said they're over there. He sees them taking water and purifying the water, and he says, Mishugayim. He says, when there's a fire, don't you need to purify? Wouldn't you take any water, throw it on the thing? And the Chofetz Chaim said, Sebrent in the veld, because of the Amaratus, whatever it is. Anybody who can open their mouth, anybody who can mechazik, anybody who can do something, go out there. You don't need the pure water right now. What can I tell you? We're in a situation where I have people. I remember my Rebbeim, Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, and many others, and Rav Volber, you know, and they talk about their Rebbe Salt Lanka. Say, I remember them. Where are we today? But the Maisa, we, you know, like the Chofetz Chaim said, anybody who can mechazik. But I do want to add in a very, very unbelievable Rabbeinu Yoina, talking about chizik. Rabbeinu Yoina on Ovis Pliyeploim talks about this. On the Shtikalim, Ein Anili Mili. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's kedai to take a look at it yourself. But I'll just quickly read a little, you know, because it's amazing what he says. And he says like this. He says that fine print is a little bit he said like this, I'll just have to read it. Im lo yichiach atzmi, He says, if I won't mizaris myself, I won't give myself musr. I won't push myself. The mitzvahs, mili leichiyach. The zaris. Who's gonna be able to help me? Be machazik me mizaris. Kiziru zacherim toivu. Because when somebody else gives chizik and somebody else mizaris, it's good. The fisha. But it only lasts a certain amount. Are you sure? It's very good. A person gets inspired. You know, I remember all the shmooze and we walked away, we were inspired. That's why they said Davin Ma'ariv right after, so after that the spilers, the chizik should go on something. But if you're machazik yourself, ooh, that stays with you. So the maisa, that doesn't mean a person shouldn't go to shir. What that means is that you have to take the shir, take the inspiration. When you hear a speaker and he gets you fired up, you got to take the inspiration. You have to say, ah, I got to do it myself. So I have something here which I'm just going to get to. But it's a Moedig Yishalmi, which I saw lately. And I've been dancing around with this Yishalmi. It's a Moedig Yishalmi, but I'll quote you afterwards. But anyway, let me get to a little bit connected with that, with the Chizik, get into the Parsha. So the Maisa, and it quits from all this, I have to realize, you know, the Messiah Yishalmi says why it's so important to Chizik. Messias Yisharim says in Perek Aleph, that's, you know, that's a masterpiece. Person, when I learned Messias Yisharim, I can't even go past Perek Aleph. There's so much over there, and every sentence, every word, and so much there. But he says very clearly, Ki kol in yonei olam, that everything in this world, everything in the soil, of course we need chizik. It's so important, the chizik. So let me just share you a thought on this topic of chizik with share with you a beautiful Yishalmi afterwards. You know, I learned the parsha Achrei Mois and the tragic Misa of the sons of Aaron, and it's unfortunately I myself witnessed something like this. When my father, Zichron Levracha, who the yeshiva is in memory of, was nifta at the age of 59, and my grandparents were in their 90s, and they had to see their only son and the kadoshim just pass away in front of their eyes. And I'm sure that Rachman Aslan, there are many stories of people who went through the wars and everything, you know, but I happened to witness it myself. And after the shiva, they came crying to me. And they said to me, you know, we lost our kadoshim. And I said to them, with tears in my eyes, yes, I know. But, you know, and I told them, the chazal, they were yekkers, and, you know, my grandfather didn't have the chance to learn yeshiva, you know, but I told them, the chazal, v'rei kara d'avua, that a son is like the leg of his father. And so I told them that, you know, since I'm a grandson through your son, so you know, I'm like the son, so I could take kaddish for you, and we always try to learn for them and the yahrzeits and whatever, everything like that. So I witnessed it, and you sometimes think to yourself, as great as a person, Aaron HaKohen, we have no musagim of the madrega of Dor Deya, you know. Rav Shalom Shvadron, that Tzal used to say, I once heard it on a tape. I thought it was amazing to understand the Dor Deya, because we can't, but we still have to learn from it. He said that the Dor Deya, they only sin 10 sins, that's it. That's, who can today say, I only sin in a lifetime 10 sins? That's the madrega, but you know, where everybody's fast to jump, you know, everybody jumps and says, it's a shtickle tire on this and on that and the eagle and that. You know, but we have to realize, you know, so there's only that and a claim, but at the same time, the Torah writes it for us to learn from. So the Mefarshim, they talk about this, that first of all, how do you know that Aaron was, you know, there have a few questions. First of all, why didn't, you know, Kishem Shemavarachim, the Gemara in Brachas, that when a person is Mevarach Alarai, you have to do the same simcha as if he won $1 million. So they all add, you know, how come we don't see that Aaron, and how do you know that Aaron was Mekabel? So there's a lot of shtickle. I'm not going into the whole shtickle, but I was just going to say, Poshit, that they say, because it says, it doesn't say Vayush, it says Vayidoim. So Vayidoim is a change of Lashon, and, you know, usually we use Lashon Shtika. Vayidoim is like a change of Lashon. That, you know, and Rav Sternbuch, he says, Pshat, why didn't he take a jump? And because it said it was a klal tragedy, and you can't, even though inside he was taka bekabel the din be'ava, but out the matzav he had to reserve his reaction. This is what Moshe Sternberg, Zalzankin, says. But the Moshe, what about for us? So I was just thinking, what we have to learn something from this. And what I was thinking to myself is like, I was thinking to myself, you know, this is a tremendous clap. How does somebody, you know, and the world is full of this shyness, that's what he said in the sin. How does a person deal with things like this? And it's very interesting, and it's, I was thinking to myself also that it's punklich between Pesach and Shavuos. Sphira. And that also around the Gemara in Yevamos, Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. I made a cheshbon. You know what that is? That's 727 Levayas every day. And I remember by the Levaya of Baba Sali, when after Baba Sali was lifted, everybody went to the Tibur on the way back. There's a terrible car accident. Terrible car, and four choshva askonim from Bnei Brak were killed. And somebody described it, I think it was maybe Friday, it was Ursh, and somebody described what was going on. He says, they went to the place where they have their spadim, and the whole oilam escorted them to the cemetery, and then they went back, and then the whole oilam escorted again, and they went back four times. Now, can you, Messiah, 727 times? I can't, and how did Rabbi Akiva, to be able to, this is his whole life, is Talmidim. And he had the Koyak to go on and start again. It's mind-boggling, but we have to learn from it. So I once heard, I think the way we could understand it, and I heard a beautiful story from a Rav. I was talking to him, we were changing shtickle Torahs, and so he told me a Moirika story that he heard from the Zayde, who was a Chosh of a Rav. And the story goes like this. There was a shtetl. Again, I don't know if it's true, I can't verify, but this is what he told me. Is it a true? It makes a marshal, doesn't make it, but it's a good story. There was a shtetl in Europe. And there were, a handful of Yidden, but most of the shtetl was goyim. And a handful of Yidden, they lived in different places and everything like that. Akitzer, there was a tremendous fire in the shtetl. Didn't help the non-pure water, pure water. Don't ask what they did, and to try to get this fire out, and it just didn't happen. And kimat, the whole shtetl, everything burned down, the whole thing. I mean, you hear stories in America, all these big fires and stuff like that. And there's one of these Yidden from the Chevra was going around after the whole thing, and everybody lost everything. A mamish, everything. Maybe they saved their tefillin, that was it, a few psalm, but everything was gone. And this one Yid was going around and he was dancing and singing, Shalai Yasani Goy, Shalai Yasani Goy. And his friends thought he maybe went mad. He went out of his mind. What happened? And they couldn't calm him down. Finally, after a while, they said, what's going on? What's happening here? What are you doing? What are you doing? Everybody's crying. You're going around saying slaves. Have you gone mad? He said, no, I'm not gone mad. I said, you know why? Because these goyim, all they have is their house, their kashmirs, and not, that's all they have. You know, in 1929 in America, when they had the tremendous depression and the stock market crashed, people jumped off the roofs. It was known. Because that's all they have. If there's nothing, no Olam Hazeh left, it's all finished. Come God, I'm finished. He says, but us, unze Yidden, we have a Tate in Himmel. A Tate in Himmel who loves us. And that's why I know my father will take care of me. So today, Lord, tomorrow, the Baruch Hashem can take care of it. I have an interesting story to show you how the Baruch Hashem takes care. One year when I was going fundraising for the yeshiva, Erev Pesach, and I have poor young light, Rebbeim, and I was I have to mock the yeshiva's Erev Pesach, and the matzav was very, very bad. I mamish did not have any money to be able to pay my staff. Erev Pesach, you understand what that is? Erev Pesach. Not to be able to pay staff. I pushed it. I was killing myself, working, talking to people. Listen, so I was in a city, and somebody was helping me out. And this person was helping me out, said to me, you should know, there's a gevir that he's in town, and he's usually never in town. Gantz, he's giving me a whole spiel. I said, I went there many, many years ago. It's a bracha of Atala. I went to him and, you know, he gave me a few bucks, whatever it was, whatever. But it's not worth it. He said, listen, let's try. I said, you know what? We don't have anything right now to do anyway. It was another day. I said, okay, we'll try. But I was saying to myself, this is dumb, stupid. But anyway, listen, the guy was helping me. I was covered for somebody to help. All right. So we went to his office. And I get to his office, and I say, you know, I am, and I didn't realize that it's very bundesach. This guy's office was behind the receptionist on where I was standing. Not usually, it's the other way around. You know, so he had his door open, and he was watching what was going on. So I started, you know, she asked me, "What's your name?" I said, "Name." I started explaining a little bit. So all of a sudden we hear a voice from behind, a Ben Kol, a Bas Kol from behind, saying, "Rabbi Katz, come inside." And he's there. So I start telling him about, and push it, I would come out in tears. I said to him, I feel terrible, but I don't have to pay to repay him. It's Erev Pesach, I have nothing to give them. And I started going on and tell what we do and everything like that. He says, "Rabbi, tell me how much you need." So I told him, I didn't make a clear judgment, but it's for sure $10,000. No problem. Throw me a $10,000 check. And I went up. I walked down, I was over the moon. But you should know, years, I tried again, years, if I wrote letters, and it's finished. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam sent me. You see how Hashem, when you need him, he's always there. That's why this guy is there. Now, I want to share with you the Yishalmi. This Yishalmi, I may even have copies after. I think I have them in my car. It's Yishalmi and Brachas. And it's on Samach Beis, on Beis going on Samach Gimel. It's Kedai, everybody take a look at it. If I have in the car, I'm more than happy to give it out. The Yishalmi, I'm not going to quote it inside because the time is getting, we're running out of the out of time. So I'll just quote it to you outside. And the Yishalmi says like this, Avodah Zarah is very close. Getchka is like, you know, person like the Getchka. Close. I say Hantik Avodah Zarah is the dollar bill in God we trust. The dollar bill is in Keshen, you know. It's right here. It's very close. But it's far. Because when you need the Avodah Zarah, you can cry and you can scream and say Gunah Shalom. Putting it today, when a person Rachman Aslan is sick, all the money in the world don't help. The doctors tell you that, sorry, we can't help you, and goodbye, Charlie. Shami Rakim. But even in the Geshkina, like Elio, they were crying, Baal Yaneini, Baal, so Elio said to them, go keep on, scream louder, Baal Yaneini, you know. Now, so, Mama, she said, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, physically, he's very far away. And he brings down an identical Gemara, which is brought down in Chagiga also. It's a Chagiga, Yud Beis, and Beis. Very similar. Where he starts describing how far Hashem is. Every Rekia is 500 years away. And there's seven Rekias. Then he says each limb of the Chayas is 500. It goes each segment of Chayas. The Kitzur, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you know, they send rockets and all kind of things. They think they're gonna find the Rebbeinu. Aye, Mekayim Kavodei. They're looking for the Kitzur coming. They all look. They, the first time the Russians sent an astronaut up to the years ago. So they radioed him. Tell me, is there anything up there? You see any God up there? They said, I don't see anything. And you know what happened? He came down, crash landed, and died. So, you know, that's that. But the Maisa, they're all looking, and in the Gemara in Chagig, it said, Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going up there, and I'm going to make order up there. And Hashem said, well, you know how far the Kitzur Kavod is. So the Gemara said, this Gemara says, Yishalmi says this, Hashem physically is far, but, and this is an amazing, but Hashem is very, very close. And he said like this. He says, he brings in, and he says like this, that v'adam nichnat the base knesses, v'aymed achoya amud, umispal bechisha, v'akorish boch umazin es tfilasai, Hashem listened to us. And he brings down the pots in Chana, and then he says that it is, he gives an example. He says, in other words, when you're davening, it's like you're talking chaviyachl into Hashem's ears. V'ushamea, v'chi yesh alaka korav mizeh, shu korav v'yotav kepeh loizen. I tell you, if you think about this when you daven, your davening would be different. If you would think that when you open Baruch Ato Hashem, whatever you're saying, Ato Chaynin, you are talking direct. You have a direct line to Hashem. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling. We have a direct keshu with Hashem. That's how close we are to Hashem. Direct line. No intermediates. When I saw this Yishalmi, I remember how I found it. It's just like I was looking for it, and then I saw it. It blew my mind. I said, this is in Moiri. You can't imagine how close Hashem is to us. That's how close Hashem listens to us. And the Targum Yonis Ben Azil adds on. It's the same Yishalmi. He adds on, and Hashem gives us what he wants. Targum Yonis. That's even a bigger Kiddush. But I guess he's a Chosh V'tana. He could say, you know, Yishalmi Tana. He could say such things. Anyway, Rob, what we learn out from here is that how close Hashem is to us, and that's what keeps that's what kept all these people going, because they knew Avinu Malkeinu, we have a Tat in Himmel, and Hashem loves us and is close to us. And I just want to end off with an unbelievable story which I just read recently. It's a known story. You want to see the how Hashem loves us. I when I saw the story, I also was jumping for joy. My ridiculous story. It's a story that I heard it a while ago, and then I just saw it written up, printed in one of Pesach Krohn's book. The story is with Repetzin Kenevsky. A woman comes in with her daughter, and she's crying bitter tears. And her daughter's name is Riva. And she pours out her heart, says, Rebbetzin, Riva wants to marry some shaykits, you want to marry out, and she's crying and crying and crying. Can you help? Okay, Rebbetzin starts talking to the girl. And the girl says, Zeit mir Meuchel, I'm very impressed with you, but you're not going to convince me otherwise, because I'm already set, my mind is set, I'm marrying this guy. But you know what, Rebbetzin, she says that, because I think you're such a nice person, and I'm really impressed. I'm ready to take upon myself one mitzvah. To the Rebbetzin, like, you know, right? I would hop and say, so don't marry the guy. She was smart of that. That's not going to happen, you know. But anyway, so she's thinking, she closes her eyes, and she thinks, what can I tell this girl? What am I going to tell her? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into her head, say a kapitel to him every day. The girl hears that. Said, no problem. You know, well, that's all you asked me to do. Who knows? She could have asked her to be Shoyim and Shabbos. Who knows what she could have asked her to say a kapitel to them? And then the Rebbetzin says, you know what? Since I'm telling you to do that, let's start now. Okay, he takes the tillim, opens up, boom. Comes out a kapitel. You can't believe this kapitel that comes out. This is a story which you want to say, Hashem loves us. Shofteini Elohim. No, judge me. Veriva Rivi. Mikoi Loi Chosid. Riva Rivi, you know. Riva, I'm talking to you, Riva. From a guy like Meish Mirma Va'avla, from a crooked guy, Tefalteini, save me. She saw this pasuk. She burst out in tears and said, Rebbetzin, I'm not marrying him. But you see the liefkeit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, the love he has for us. A girl is ready to leave it and run out. And what? Hashem sent an idea into her head, which is sukkapas, not for Rav Chaim's wife, maybe it's sukkapas for the Babish to say to him, a chassidish to say to him, but puts in that answer and comes out with a pasuk that talks to Riva. Whoa, the Rebbe Shem loves every one of us. It's amazing. Even a Rachmala Slana Chayta. All I can say is that I want to thank everybody for coming and listening. And I hope that I was able to inspire everybody a little bit. I'll tell you one thing, I'm talking to myself also, but we all need chizik, especially nowadays with the mishugas and the whole felt is mishuga, and what's going on in France, what's going on here, what's going on there. We need chizik in Torah, we need chizik in tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be mechazik ourselves. This should be a stepping stone to be mechazik, each and every one of us. Each one should be mechazik himself, like Arini Yonah said, and we should taka be zoicha, so the chizik should bring forth that we should be able to have more Torah, more tefillah, more everything, and be soyke to the gula shlema b'mheira b'yameinu.
About 50 years ago.